Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Don Byas, tenor saxophonist, to start with. Byas was in that great middle period of his art and came out of the Coleman Hawkins, Lester Young and all that brilliantly. Left the country, went to Europe, very successful, came back. I brought his all-star quintet, 1945, to be followed by his all-star quartet, both by Jamboree Records. Thank you. Bias, his tenor saxophone, and His quintet, to start with, 1945. Pennies from Heaven, written by Arthur Johnston. Joe Thomas on trumpet and bass tenor. Johnny Grenieri on piano. Billy Taylor bass. Cozy Cole on drums. And same year in Jamboree record, his quartet. With Grenieri, instead of playing piano, playing Celeste, and Eddie Safransky coming in to play bass, and J.C. Hurd on drums. Pennies from Heaven, and once in a while, Don Bias. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Metagenics in Gig Harbor, whose Functional Medicine Research Center uses diet, nutritional supplementation, and other natural therapies to optimize health. Now recruiting research volunteers for a nutraceutical memory study. Information at 253-853-7217.
It always amazes me. I get, I don't know how many requests a week, 25 or 30, something like that, and from all over the place. And I'm happy to get that and to communicate with the sender about what it is they want to hear. But to have two people come in at almost the same time requesting exactly the same band and composition. And so Leroy, who is in Boston, and Elvira, who is in Columbus, Ohio, wanted to hear Chick Webb, 1937, for Decca, If Dreams Come True, written by Edgar Sampson, arranged by him, and a vocal by Ella Fitzgerald. Chick Webb and his orchestra, and If Dreams Come True, written by Edgar Sampson, Ella Fitzgerald singing, Webb leading the band from the drum set, and recorded by Decca Records. First day today, Elmo Hope, pianist and composer, born this day in 1923 in New York City. 1961, he was recorded by Riverside Records, solo piano. And here he is. Hope on his birthday, born this day 1923, and there 1961 for Riverside Records solo piano. When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again by Patrick Gilmore, written I think right in the middle of the Civil War, something like 1863, something like that. And one that Hope calls most beautiful, and it's a liberal helping of Jimmy Van Heusen's 1947 hit, But Beautiful. That one. And I think Crosby brought that out then in the Road to Rio film. I think that's true, but I'm not, I wouldn't bet on it, but it's in my head. Elmo Hope, 1961, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Nature Consortium, restoring the West Duwamish Green Belt and providing over 300 days of art programming a year through a youth art program and the Arts in Nature Festival. More info at naturec.org.
Get set for the party tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Come on, let them send your body at the Swing Cats Ball. No time to lose, please don't be tardy. Tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. Get in the groove with everybody at the Swing Cats Ball. Some will shag while others drag. Some will bump while others jump. Park Avenue will do their swinging tomorrow night at the Swing Cats Hall. You can't refuse to join in swinging at the Swing Cats Ball.
You trucking little baby.
Thank you.
A set of four for you. Started with Louis Jordan and his Timpani 5. Louis Jordan singing and playing his alto saxophone, 1939, for Decca. Keep a Knockin'. And at the Swing Cats Ball, Courtney Williams playing the trumpet and Lemuel Johnson tenor, Clarence Johnson on piano, Charlie Drayton string bass, and Walter Martin on the drums. And then for Columbia, Fulton Allen, better known as Blind Boy Fuller, his guitar and his voice, and his friend on washboard, Bull City Red. She's a Truckin' Little Baby and Screaming and Crying Blues. This is the Art of Jazz. It is my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoons, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Mayflower Park Hotel, located in downtown Seattle, offering a sunny side up package for the summer season. The package includes classic or deluxe accommodations, a full American breakfast for two, and valet parking. Info at MayflowerPark.com.
I'd like to take you now to New York City, 1949, and Prestige Record Company, and Sonny Stitt's taking his tenor saxophone out, and Bud Powell is sitting out at the piano. Curly Russell's on bass and the great Max Roach on drums. Sonny Stitt, tenor sax, Bud Powell piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach on drums, Bud's Blues for Powell, of course, and Fine and Dandy, written by Kay Swift, way back in 1930. Sonny Stitt Quartet. Teddy Wilson, his orchestra now, 1938, his piano for Brunswick. A couple of rare ones. Here It Is Tomorrow Again. Isn't that a great title? Here It Is Tomorrow Again. Roy Ringwald wrote that. And Everybody's Laughing, written by Ben Oakland and Sam Lerner.
Cause here it is tomorrow again. We could share a perfect day, but we've danced the night away. Guess you'd better hit the hay, cause here it is tomorrow again. We saw the sunset in the skies, soon we'll see the dawn. Mother Nature's about to rise, and Father Time is marching on. Did you hear my daddy yell? We've been leaning on the bell. Kiss me quick and run like 60, cause here it is tomorrow again.
Teddy Wilson and his elegant piano and his orchestra, 1938 for Brunswick. Here it is Tomorrow Again by Roy Ringwald and Everybody's Laughing by Ben Oakland and Sam Lerner. Harry James, trumpet, Benny Morton, trombone, Edgar Sampson and Benny Carter, alto saxophones, Lester Young and Herschel Evans, tenors, Wilson piano, Al Casey guitar, Walter Page bass, and Joe Jones on the drums with Billie Holiday singing for you. What a collaboration that was between Teddy Wilson and Billie. And so many wonderful records, and that being one of them. Ade Monsberg. I want to take you into two places, different places, and two different instruments. He's going to play alto on this. He's in Sydney, Australia, 1950, recorded by Parlophone, and he wrote this, and he's going to play his alto. It's called I Hear, a Jazz Band. Thank you. Aide Monsberg and his late hour boys. Sydney, Australia, 1950. Parlophone Records and Monsberg's I Hear a Jazz Band. Now, in 1947, he was traveling with Graham Bell's band from Australia. And they ended up in Prague, Czechoslovakia, and made some records for the Czechoslovakian label Supraphone. Now Monsberg's going to play clarinet instead of alto, and he's going to make some comments as well. With him, Jack Barney on banjo, Russ Murphy washboard, and Lou Soberisen playing the tuba. Monsberg wrote this. It's called Blue Tongue Blues. Monsberg in Prague, Czechoslovakia, 1947 for Supraphone Records, and one he wrote called Blue Tongue Blues. He played the clarinet and talked about some things. Jack Barney banjo, Russ Murphy washboard, Lou Soberisen playing the tuba. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Scatman Crothers before he became an actor, and during his early years as an actor, he remained a singer and occasionally a drummer. He made a record for Capitol Records in L.A., 1948. Riff Charles wrote both of these, The Thing and Dead Man's Blues, and we're all arguing, historians are, about who's playing what, but for sure, the trombonist is Vic Dickinson. Here's Scatman Crothers.
Cool down here, Daddy, before you flip your bonnet. Ooh, wee, Pop, can't you see this Jordan, honey? Just relax, Max, while I give you the facts. You take the facts. Jack, I'm making some tracks. Don't go, Daddy-O. I'm in the know. What you just saw is the thing.
The thing?
Yes, they call him the thing, cause he's nothing but a shade. They call him the thing, cause he's nothing but a shade. He's the real life jiving spirit, and his replete sheets are dread. Every night you'll find him wanting his spirit dive. Every night you'll find him wanting his spirit dive. He's the graveyard ghoul, a phantom fool, but he jumps like a man alive. He's one ghost who wouldn't stand being buried too soon. Says life's too dead in the graveyard, man. That's why he jumps his tomb. Boom, so if you see the thing, don't let it bring you down. If you see the thing, don't let it bring you down. He's just weary of the cemetery. Has to make the round. Chicago, San Diego, or New York, but I'll guarantee it will always be ooh after dark. But when you see the thing, don't let it bring you down. When you see the thing, don't let it bring you down. He's just weary of the cemetery.
Yeah.
and four. You thought you were free. Tell me, pretty mama, mama, what is it like to live with two? One man that you know, and one that you knew.
Scatman Crothers in Los Angeles for Capitol Records 1948 and two written by Riff Charles, The Thing and Dead Men's Blues. As I said, we're not sure who the others are. Discographies do that, you know, they say what it is and not who's in it, mostly. And it's kind of fun to listen and find out, but the trombonist was definitely Vic Dickinson. Scatman Crothers, 1948. Elmo Hope again, because it's his birthday. I had him playing solo piano earlier in the program. He was born this day in New York City, 1923. For Hi-Fi Jazz Records, 1959, he has his trio. He's on piano, Jimmy Bond, string bass, and Frank Butler on drums. Elmo Hope on piano, Jimmy Bond string bass, Frank Butler on drums, and Elmo Hope on his birthday today. Born this day, New York City, 1923, and there for you, 1959. Hi-fi jazz record. Like Someone in Love, written by Jimmy Van Heusen, and Minor Bertha and Tranquility, both written by Hope. Elmo Hope, right here on 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Bedrooms and More, family-owned in Wallingford for over 30 years, offering all natural, organic, and chemical-free mattresses by Natura. Bedrooms and More is a local resource for natural bedding, pillows, and toppers. Online at bedroomsandmore.com.
Pierce Transit, providing express service to the July 4th Freedom Fair on Tacoma's waterfront. Buses leave TCC and Tacoma Dome Station all day beginning at 10 a.m. With an all-day pass, riders can come and go as they please, and it's a quick way to leave after the fireworks. Details at piercetransit.org.
And up next for you from me, Johnny Hartman, 1955 for Bethlehem Records. Backed by Howard McGhee, trumpet, Ralph Sharon on piano, Jay Cave on string bass, and Christy Febo playing the drums.
Has practically speaking come true. What is there to say? How will I pull through? I knew contentment and home meant just you. You are so lovable, so livable. Your beauty's just unforgivable. You're made to marvel at. Words to that effect. What is there to say? What is there to do? My heart's in a deadlock. I'd even face wedlock with you. I'd even face wedlock with you. Myself,
no one to talk with. I'm happy on the shelf, ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm through with flirting, you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner, sitting in the corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Why don't you believe me? I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home at 8, me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Ain't misbehaving, ain't misbehaving, saving all my love for you. Who can leave love or take it? Love to them is just what they make it. I wish that I were the same, but love is my favorite game. I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. My heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and yet I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. My heart should be school, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, and still I fall in love too easily. pennies in a stream. Falling leaves, a sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, wobbling of a metal lark, moonlight in Vermont.
Johnny Hartman, singing for you, accompanied by Howard McGee on trumpet, Ralph Sharon, piano, Jay Cave on string bass, and Krisky Febo on drums. What Is There to Say by Vernon Duke, with lyric by Yip Harburg. Ain't Misbehavin' by Fats Waller, Andy Razav, and Harry Brooks. I Fall in Love Too Easily by Julie Stein and Sammy Kahn, and Moonlight in Vermont by Carl Sustoff and John Blackburn. Johnny Hartman, 1955, for Bethlehem Records. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the new HTC Aria. Experience the web with a smartphone that's pocket-sized. Now available at AT&T. Learn more at htc.com.
Earlier in the program, I mentioned that it's interesting to me to get requests, and I get them all the time, and have two people, as we did earlier with Chick Webb's band, from different places in the country, and specifically asking for a record, a cut. Well, it doesn't end there, because Doug in Vancouver, B.C., and Emily in Los Angeles, and Brian in St. Louis called for Round About Midnight, Alucha, and All of You by the Miles Davis Quintet.
Thank you.
Davis, Columbia Records, 1955 and 56. Around Midnight by Thelonious Monk, Alucha by Charlie Parker, and All of You by Cole Porter. With Miles, who played the trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor, Red Garland, piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums. Miles Davis, Quintet. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. I'd like you to hear Cole Porter's lyric to his own composition, All of You. Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle did the Cole Porter songbook for Verve Records in the middle of the 1950s in Los Angeles, and here is a sampling.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure. Control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me too. For I love all of you. I'd love to gain control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do. For I love all you. Begin the beginning. It brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. Once more under the stars and down by the shore an orchestra's playing and when the palms seem to be swaying, when they begin the beginning, to live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune clutches my heart. Divine, what rapture serene, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean.
Yeah.
just disappear. I care for you much too much, and when you are near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet. Sweet lips to kiss me good night. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone. From this kiss me good night. From this moment on, you and I, babe, we'll be riding high, babe. Every care is gone from this
Ella Fitzgerald and Nelson Riddle in Los Angeles, 1956 for Verve Records, and Cole Porter. All of You, written by Cole Porter, 1954 for Silk Stockings. Begin the Begin, Jubilee, 1935. Get Out of Town, Leave It to Me, 1938. And From This Moment On, Out of This World, 1951. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Overlake Hospital Medical Center in Bellevue. This summer's issue of Overlake's Healthy Outlook magazine tells the story of Sammamish resident Larry Larson's dramatic recovery from cardiac arrest. In print now and also online at overlakehospital.org.
Jackie Byard, now pianist, with Ron Carter, bass, and Pete LaRocca on the drums.
Thank you.
Jackie Byard playing the piano for you. His trio, Ron Carter, bass, and Pete LaRocca on drums for New Jazz Records. High Fly, written by Randy Weston. Tilly Butterball, for a puppy that was around the Byard house at that time, written by Byard. And excerpts from the Yamacross Suite of 1928, written by pianist James P. Johnson. And Byard, if you wish to follow through with him, if you like what you heard, he produced several things where he was playing piano with Charlie Mingus's band, among other places. And like I've said before, and people have done this, I just got a call from a fellow that had never heard Fletcher Henderson band, and so he went out, and the person I'm talking about is 22 years old, and Henderson's band was in the 1920s and 30s. But he went out and got the music and has it at home, and it's a wonderful thing to do to substantiate yourself. That's right. You know, you don't have to go along with a big old crowd. You got to accept yourself first, you know. Jackie Byard, 1962, for New Jazz Records. I'd like to bring in, since that last piece was written by James P. Johnson, the Yamacross Suite. Here's James P. from 1927. He's going to do Perry Bradford's All That I Had Is Gone, and then James P.'s original Beauty, Snowy Morning Blues. James Price Johnson, master of the style of the Harlem Stride piano playing. Great teacher, great performer and composer. 1927 for Columbia Records. All That I Had Is Gone, written by his friend Perry Bradford. And Snowy Morning Blues, written by him. And I want to get into some of his student in just a moment. But this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Chaplin Subaru in Bellevue, a proud supporter of KPLU's School of Jazz. With the camping, biking, and outdoor season approaching, Chaplin's has hundreds of all the popular Subaru models available for immediate delivery at I-90 at Eastgate and online at SubaruNorthwest.com.
James P. Johnson's primary student was Thomas Waller, who just lived down the street and came over to take lessons, play the piano, and learn. And Thomas became known worldwide as Fats Waller. And there's all kinds of funny stories about when he was a student. James P.'s wife, Mrs. Johnson, would have to get up in the middle of the night and go in and say, "Thomas, go home. Practicing is enough. Go away. Bye." Close the door. But it worked out. I mean, the discipline, you know, what's that great line about all my hard work made the luck necessary, possible? All my hard work made the luck possible. And that's what it is. I mean, those guys studied and practiced and practiced. And Waller, of course, the story is about him. You go in to see him, he could talk to you. He'd be playing something, not miss. He had a band he called a sextet, usually trumpet and one person to play clarinet and tenor saxophone. Then Waller on piano and a guitar and a bass and a drum. Six people. He called it his rhythm. So I brought some stuff for you. And he studied hard from James P. and learned well. Here's Fats Waller.
Wonder why I had to fall for you, oh, you dog. Why do you make my life so tough? It seems I can't love you half enough. You're so heavenly, much too much for me.
I wish that I were twin, you had been baby kin,
so I could love you twice as much as I do. I'd have four loving arms to embrace you, four eyes to idolize you each time I face you.
With two hearts quite and true, what couldn't four lips do?
When 4 years you sing, I'm yours. You bring me baby kin.
Wish that I'm a twin, so I could love you twice as much as I do.
Thank you. twice as much as I do. Rockefeller started out on less. Everything we touch will turn to clover in the magic land of what's to be. But until your baby puts it over, baby, have a little dream on me.
Get out. How can you fish me now?
Thomas Vatzwaller and his Rhythm, 1934. For Victor, I Wish I Were Twins, Have a Little Dream on Me, and How Can You Face Me? Vatzwaller will have more of him. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Center for Wooden Boats, announcing the 34th Annual Lake Union Wooden Boat Festival at Lake Union Park, July 3rd and 4th from 10 to 6. Sailing, boat rides, hands-on workshops, demonstrations, and foods from land and sea. Info at cwb.org.
Susceptible and weak. I love you, so to speak. There's 7 million people in New York. 50 million freshmen in Paris. Not to mention such as English, Irish, Italians, and Dutch. But you're the only one for me.
Thank you.
and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. Feeling better and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Fats Waller and His Rhythm, 1934-35 for Victor Records. What do we hear? Sweetie Pie, You're Not the Only Oyster in the Stew, Dream Man, I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, and It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.